Welcome to the Preferential Treatment. My name is Jess.
And I'm Elise.
And I don't know, we should probably say something there, shouldn't we?
We should.
It sounds a bit weird.
Like how?
I don't know, it's kind of like we build it up and then...
Oh, like, into like, you know, yeah. Welcome to the Preferential Treatment, the show that does for podcasts what Australia does for backpackers.
What, kill them and leave them...
Murder them.
Kill them and leave them dismembered in the woods.
Indeed, exactly.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. We should say that. We should change it each time, though. We should just say something stupid.
We should.
If you can hear something purring, by the way, that's my cat. Because today we're recording in my bedroom.
Nice.
It's a nice bedroom. It's all right. Very messy.
It's cozy. I like
it. It was clean the other day.
I clean it, and then 2 minutes later it's messy.
Yeah, well, it actually took me a little bit longer than 2 minutes. Some took me about 3 days.
Yeah.
But it was really tidy before, and now it's... It's because we don't have any time to clean bedrooms.
No, not really.
Because I like it messy.
I like, I've said it before, I like my organised chaos.
It's so much more fun. Mine isn't organised, it's just chaos.
No, I have chaos, but there's a reason why that stuff's there.
I have ash on my bedside table. That's the only thing that irritates me, because I have incense in my room.
Yeah, not cigarette ash.
No, definitely not.
No.
Not a smoker.
No, good. No, I've got readings for my audience and effects class everywhere, and, you know, unbound pages.
Mine are all down there somewhere.
Yeah, it's like that. It's just piles of it. And every so often something's highlighted, but I don't remember why I highlighted it.
I should probably do the introduction.
Yeah, probably.
All right, quick run through. We're two girls. We've got three lists of five things.
Yes, and a cat.
Pretty much, and a cat today. I think the dog's in here too somewhere.
Probably.
We're recording in here because my mother has commandeered the normal place we use.
Commandeered's not really, I'd say, just apprehended and... Nicknamed.
Or it's her bedroom.
Her living room.
It's not her bedroom.
It'd be weirder if we did it in your mum's bedroom.
Hey, I was watching something really funny the other day. Well, it wasn't really funny. It was actually quite serious.
might like to distinguish
it's
between
a bit
that.
Of a difference. No, in my women's throughout Australian history class, which is boring. We're talking about this chick called Mary Bryant.
Yeah,
have you seen the TV show?
Yeah, convict girl who circumnavigated the Eastern
Coast. No, she escaped and ended up in Timor for a couple of years.
It was like in Sydney or something. She took a little dinghy with a few people, went
it was
all
two
the
people,
way up the Eastern Coast.
Her husband and somebody else.
Her kid, I think the kid died. Sad.
Probably.
But, yeah, I watched
She was pregnant on the ship when she came over there.
Yeah, I watched the show when it came on a few years ago.
Do you know who was in it, though?
The guy from,
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Arch Carrigan.
Commander Norrington.
Yeah, the guy from, The Boat That Rocked, Mr. Twat. He was Mr. Twat.
Yes, he was Mr. Twat, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was in that, wasn't
he's
he?
He's so typecasted, though, now, isn't he?
He's Pommy English, you know.
He's gorgeous. He's actually really, really cute.
It's been years since I've seen that Mary Bryant show.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't really want to see it again.
No, it was quite,
dull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quite.
It had Sam Neill in it, who's in everything these
days.
Oh,
I know. Oh, how good is that ad?
The red dad.
Oh my god, the one with the orangutan? When he's dancing at the... Oh, I love that ad so much.
There's different eras of Sam Neill. Our generation remembers him as the Jurassic Park guy.
Yeah.
This generation remembers him as the red meat guy that dances at the end.
I love
those red meat
ads.
Those
ads are so clever. Like, if I was vegetarian,
I'd become a carnivore.
I would definitely become a carnivore.
Yeah. Good point. I like Sam Neill.
I love Sam Neill. He's like in the same kind of category in my head as Stephen Fry, but not as good.
No, he's that funny
he's,
guy.
He's
that
still
you
the
wish...
father kind of figure, though.
He's just a funny guy that you wish you knew.
Yeah, but he's older, and I think we recognize him as being an older kind of parental figure. Type.
A lot of people are a parental figure to me. Even Simon from Play School was a parental figure to me.
But Simon was awesome.
Simon was hot.
Was he?
He was my first crush.
Really?
I loved it when he took us through the ice window.
I like that.
Sexy.
Oh, I like Simon. He just Simon like from Play School reminds me
he's
of my uncle
still
Simon,
on.
Who's a bit creepy.
Oh, is okay.
He? Yeah, my uncle Simon's a bit.
I like Simon from Play School. He's still not yet.
I liked one of the guys from Star Wars is on Play School now.
Jay LaGaia.
Yeah,
he was
one.
In The Lion King. He played Mufasa. What? In the stage.
In the stage show. Yeah,
yeah.
I
not
say, yeah.
The,
I
not
thought,
the movie.
How good was that stage
it was really
show?
Good.
It was fantastic. We should probably get on with it.
Yeah, probably. We're reminiscing way too much about Play School.
What's wrong with reminiscing about Play School?
It's been at least... How many years since I've seen it?
2 hours.
No, you still watch it.
No, I did actually see it the other day.
Keep in touch. Well, I think, you know...
Well, I'm going to be a teacher, so I need to keep in touch with...
Last time I reminisced about Play School was when I saw Wolf Creek and was shocked that John Jarrett was in it. Because he was on Play School, wasn't he?
I think so, yeah. Probably.
He probably taught us how to make a car with a cardboard box, and then he was killing and raping people.
My favorite episode of Play School was the one camping one.
Do you have a favorite
episode? I do actually. You remember the one when they went camping and they had that whole tent and everything, and then ooh, let's make some food for camping, and it was like, you know the egg cartons.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you turn it upside down, you cut off the ends?
Yeah.
It was just that painted. It was great. I loved it. Well, it actually leads us really well into our first topic, by the way.
Hey, it kind of does. Nice segue.
I wasn't actually planning it that way. Believe it or not. I am tacky, but not that tacky.
No, I think the best segues are accidental. Those really bad pun ones that they do on, like, Today Tonight, they're shocking.
Today Tonight's horrible.
Naomi Robson, when she was on whatever which one it was, she could do a segue between Prince Charles and euthanasia. Oh, you know, you could probably do that with...
Yeah, I reckon I could do that.
Okay, homosexuality and peas. She'd do a segue between those two.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
You know, you go, what the hell are you talking about?
Charles and euthanasia would be easy.
Yeah, just talk about mother. Your mother.
Yeah.
Awkwardness.
Yeah.
I said a mental image in my head of Prince Charles. What would he be doing in the bedroom? And what would Philip
be doing? Don't need to know what he'd be doing in the bedroom, thank you. That's one... He's not... Oh. Anyway. Let's move on to the first topic, which is top 5 school camps.
Well, I only ever went on 5.
That's alright, though. You put them in order.
My favourite. Oh, well.
Numero uno.
Mon amis.
Mind you, I started in Italian and then moved on to French.
Yeah, I did Italian, but I had an Italian teacher. Like, an actual Italian teacher.
Say you did an Italian teacher?
I did Italian, but I had an Italian teacher. She just played Dean Martin songs the whole time. It was awesome.
Nice.
Moving on.
Anyway.
Number one camp from school, I'd probably have to say New Caledonia, when I went in year 12. A little history behind that. I think I've talked about it before. Have I talked about it before?
No, that I don't
I'm talking
remember.
About it again.
Probably.
Well, our French teacher told us we're going to go to France for year 12. I thought, that's awesome. I'm going to go. I put down the deposit and everything. And then suddenly our sister's school in France suddenly said, you know, we can't afford to take any of your kids, but we'd be more than happy to take for you to take some of ours. Like, no, fuck off.
That's really... Because we took their kids every year, though.
Yeah. And they were snooty little shits.
Oh, my God, yes.
Especially that one that wore the cricketing outfit. He had a, like, the English...
There was one in a cricketing outfit?
Oh, yeah, he was so...
Oh, my God, we should have punched him in the face.
Oh, he was such a little shit. I had to sit next to him in our French class. Anyway.
I really wanted a French exchange student when I was in high school.
No, I didn't really. Some of them were okay. Some of them... The one that friend Adam had, he was such a prick to Adam.
How can you get a prick to Adam? Adam's awesome.
Adam's nice. I haven't even mentioned what the trip is.
Alright, mention the trip.
We didn't go to France, but the teacher goes, well, we've arranged for an exchange trip for a week in New Caledonia. What the hell is New Caledonia? If anyone knows, it's close to the equator, kind of. It's like the land of eternal spring. It's always warm weather.
That would have been nice.
But full of people who don't speak English, only French.
They're not that, I don't think that, are they that bad though? Because in France, they can speak English.
Not a lot of
people
spoke English. My homestay family didn't speak a word of English. That's how bad it was.
You could have gossiped.
No, they gossiped about me and the girl I stayed with me. They were talking about how they needed to leave us at a beach for a day because we're way too white, which I was insulted by. And then they did leave us at the beach for a whole day. They just dumped us and went, oh, we don't want to stay here.
But you are way too white.
I am white, but that's one of my perks.
You see, I would have been screwed there because I would have had to get everyone to write it down because I can read better than I can understand, like, when I hear it.
Yeah. Oh, well, they spoke to me like I was about 4, so that helped.
Yes, it would have helped a lot.
Well, it sounds like this wasn't a good trip, but it actually was in hindsight. I really enjoyed it.
I wish I'd gone.
It was a lot of fun.
There was a lot of trips that, I didn't go on that I wish I had.
It was we had Bastille Day there. It was awesome.
That would have been awesome. I would have been so pissed on Bastille Day. Oh, my God.
I wasn't allowed to drink because it was a school trip. But Miss Tibbery's daughter, Claire, she slipped me a few drinks. We went on an island called Duck Island. Canard Island. Not Conard Island because it means bastard Canard. Island. Canard Island. I think it was Duck Island. But yeah, they had these exotic little drinks with it was like a daiquiri sort of thing.
Nice.
That was so nice. Yeah, she gave me a few of them, and I was a little bit peaky by the end of the day.
Hey, we know what peaky set feels like, my friend. Number two,
Queensland in year 10. Although it was kind of sucky with the 23-hour bus trip. Actually, it was kind of nice. It was 3 in the
23
morning.
23 hours. 23 hours is how long the plane takes to get from here to England.
On a bus, though.
Mm. Yeah, but I would only want to spend that much time on a plane.
Yeah.
Let alone on a
There was a
bus.
Nice moment. I think it was about 3 in the morning. We were just going along New South Wales planes, flat planes, and there was a thunderstorm just on the horizon.
That
would have
been
awesome. It was fantastic.
Awesome.
That was 20 minutes of a 23-hour trip that was worth going on.
The rest of it, not.
Then we got there. It was permanently humid. My hair dried in about 3 seconds. And that was when it came down to my ass, pretty much. But
at least got a haircut.
I did get a haircut. Finally, my hair is short. It cost me so much to get it all trimmed off, though.
It looks really nice.
I really like it. Thank you. Anyway, yeah, Queensland, number two, because, well, it wasn't great, but it wasn't shit either.
You have some really good stories from that.
Yeah, there were a lot of fun times, especially when they took us down to Surfers Paradise in the middle of schoolies.
I
didn't expect that.
I heard the best thing. As if they don't expect that. It happens every year.
Yeah.
Every year they go on Queensland camp, they always go the same time schoolies is on.
Which is a bad time, really.
The funniest story I ever heard was about the guy getting on the bus.
Yeah. There's this guy who goes, hey, where are you going? We went, Melbourne. And he went, hey, I'll come with you. We're like, I'm going now. And even then, that would be a little awkward. One of our kids aged terribly on the trip.
But didn't he get on the bus?
He got on the bus and then...
Mr. War kicked him off?
He got really snappy with the guy.
Yeah, but Mr. War was a dick, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, good point. Well, moving on.
The cat is currently getting his belly rubbed.
Yeah, and he's loving
it. And he's enjoying it.
Pepper. Number three, Rose's Gap, only because, yeah... That was neither good nor bad. It's freezing, I remember. Was that in year 8?
Oh, yeah, that was year 8. But I liked Rose Gap because I warned people to take warm clothes.
I took so many warm clothes.
Because we used to go down to Halls Gap all the time.
Yeah.
And nobody did.
It was
and it was misty every morning. Really strong.
I think
strong
I had 3 layers
morning.
On every day.
I have a story about that, but I'll get back to that when I get to my list.
That was one of the last few camping trips that, you know, was really like a camping trip. You stayed in a cabin out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And had a big open fire. Yeah, it was alright. Yeah, the cold.
The fire was awesome.
The fire was awesome.
Better fire at Kangaroobie, but Kangaroobie was a shit camp.
When they took us to that beach in the middle of,
Yeah, and made us walk for like 7 hours.
It wasn't even a beach. It was just a muddy lake.
There was a beach around the corner.
Yeah.
How long was that walk, though?
It was so long.
And there was no water on the walk.
Yeah, and
it was hot.
They told us that the other half of the kids that didn't get to go to the beach got to birth a baby cow.
Oh, no.
I told
them that.
So my friend, just look in her eyes, just said, I've seen things. They were horrible.
I would have rather have birthed a cow
than
go on that fucking walk.
Oh, it was horrible.
The kayakers would have been alright. The kayakers would have been fun. I wanted to be a kayaker, but they wouldn't put me on because, I don't know, I was like one of the stronger kayakers, but... They didn't put it on.
That beach was so shit.
It was horrible.
That's not even on my list.
Could you pass me that over there?
It didn't make it to my list anyway, this.
Yep.
Alright, well, number 4, Anglesey. I used to take family trips there.
Pass. Yep.
We used to go nearly every single weekend down the Great Ocean Road. And every summer, we'd, like, go the first day of summer, come back the day before school.
That would be good.
I was in love with Anglesey. It was so beautiful down there.
Anglesey is really pretty.
That beach is so nice.
I like go a little bit further along to Moggs Creek.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love Moggs Creek. It's my favourite.
And the best thing about Anglesey, it's a small, like, kind of... It's like a country town, but on the coastline.
Yeah.
It's so small.
With great surf and great guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was a kid then. I was, like, maybe about 10 or 11. But then they used to show movies at the town hall. They put a screen down, and the kids would sit at the front. You'd just buy his little ticket, give it to the old lady, and they'd show movies there.
In
Yarraville, awesome.
Don't they have movies in the middle of the street now? During summer?
Yeah, I told you about that. On New Year's Eve, they have kids' movies.
We
on.
Should go to that.
It depends if they still do it.
Yeah, like, good point.
Last time I went was 2000, when I saw, The Phantom Menace in the street.
I love
that
movie.
That was 9 years ago.
That was a long time ago. I can't believe that movie came out 9 years ago. I
can't believe it was the millennium 9 years ago.
Fuck.
Alright, well, at number 5...
I can't believe we'd say that something happened 9 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
It's a bit weird.
I don't feel old enough to be able to
do that.
No,
I don't feel old enough either.
Number 5 just made the list because I needed a gap. I've only ever been on, like, 5 camps anyway in my life. Mm. Rumbug. You ever go to Rumbug?
Rumbug. No, I was sick.
I went...
Year 9 camp was to Rumbug.
I went to Rumbug in grades 3 and 5 in primary school, and then they tried to, pass it off as a decent camp in high school in year 9. So I just went, fuck no, I'm not going on that again.
No, I remember being really pissed off because the year level before us and the year consequentially
either went to
the year below us went to either Tasmania or Anglesey. We got ripped off. We got rumbug.
Because the year before us did something dodgy, I remember.
No, it wasn't that. Was it? The school just didn't organise it fast enough.
That was really... When they said, really oh, we're lax. Going to rumbug, and then I went, I'd rather stay at school and play Scrabble or...
Well, I was actually planning on going there. I'd put down the deposit and everything, but it was a week after the school production, and you I did school ill. Production 4 years in a row.
Yeah.
And the first three, I was just deadly sick. Like, I had the flu, something terrible. Remember the first one? First one we did, which was Smithy. Me and one of the other guys, our group was called the Maggots. We were on basically every scene. We were in every scene except one. And that one scene, me and one of the guys from the other group. Not from our group, sorry.
Yeah.
We were sitting on one chair. Like, me and him, we just curled up on this one chair a box of tissues and cups of soup.
Yeah, because...
We just didn't move for that whole 10 minutes.
Having you kids sitting in a town hall in... Probably in a cold town hall.
Proximity. It was really warm. But the thing is that because we were on so many scenes, we were basically on stage the whole time apart from that one scene. So we were just dead by the end of that.
Yeah, well, just a rundown of Rumbug. It's wet there even when it's dry.
Mm.
There's always a muddy hill there. And it's just a shithole. I nearly
sounds
died
like
at Rumbug.
Karamut.
I nearly
really?
Died at Rumbug.
Explain that, please.
You know the abseiling wall that every camp has in
yes.
the area?
Yes.
The guy said, okay, now I need to be able to lower you down here, so when I give you the signal, go. And he went, okay, go. I thought he said that. He said, hang on a minute or something like that. I started to go down. He hadn't gotten the rope yet, and it just went down about halfway down the abseiling
Oh, my
thing.
God.
He finally grabs onto a girl. I didn't say go. I'm like, you did say go. So you add that onto a girl who's afraid of heights.
Well, that would probably explain why you're afraid of... This is a really good topic. It's been quite long.
It has been long. But, yeah, I got home and I just went, I nearly died on camp. Mum went, I think you're being a bit dramatic. I went, no, I nearly died.
Yeah, of course your mum would say that.
Yeah, she thinks I'm dramatic.
Isn't it cute?
He's going, if you don't stop that, I'm going to kill you.
Where's
in your
my
sleep.
Phone? Do you have a camera on you?
I don't have a camera on
me. Oh, damn it. Oh, hang on. Yes, I do.
Oh, well...
I'm going to take a picture of the cat because he's really cute. I'll put it up on the Facebook.
No.
Hey, I got two text messages.
Nice. Well, I'm just going to say, that's my top five.
Not responding
really,
to that.
That's my five.
That's only one text message. Where's the other
Stop
one?
Talking about what you've got.
Yeah, but
Pay
it
attention.
Says I've only got one. I am paying attention, but it says I've got one left, and it's not there.
No, I don't think people really care about what text messages you got.
Well, you know, they happen so fucking rarely. It's quite exciting. Having two at the same time is amazing.
Oh, as I was saying, that wasn't really so much a top five as just every camp I've been on an order of... preference. I try and avoid camping. Oh, that's a really cute photo.
He's a really cute cat, what can I say?
Alright, so, yeah, go through your top five.
Alright, my top five. I'll go through them as quickly as I can. Grade 3 Lillard Owl, because everyone thought the camp was haunted. We actually thought that the people who owned
haunted.
It... Yeah, I do. But we... That's probably why, actually.
Yeah.
The people who owned the place had a son who was there while we were on camp, and we thought he was trying to kill us.
Nice.
So he could take the... I think this is when we were like, watching a lot of Scooby-Doo, probably.
Yeah. You probably they weren't really ghouls, they were just people with masks on.
Probably, yeah. Rose's Gap.
Again.
Alright, I'll tell you my story.
Yeah.
I was sharing a room with two people that I really didn't like and a group of people I did really like, who were like my mates back then. Subsequently, they ended up leaving school, all of them.
Nice.
But, one of the girls I didn't like was really, really tall. You remember her?
Yeah.
Really
yeah.
tall, really simple.
Yeah.
And anyone who's from our year level
yeah,
who hears
yeah,
that,
yeah,
they'll know
yeah.
exactly what I'm talking about.
Except her.
Except her. Yes, except her. And she was up on top bunk being stupid and messing around. And as I walked past the bunk to go outside, she fell off, landed headfirst on my foot. I still have... like, bruises on my foot. Like, it damaged blood vessels in my foot.
Wow.
Like, she hit her head on my foot. It really, really hurt.
I can't remember who was in that cabin. Oh, no, I was with Libby. She was violently ill, like, crook for, like, half the camp.
Well, you remember Kangaroovy?
Yeah.
You remember Nancy?
Yeah.
She got food poisoning one of the
nights,
and she was, like, opposite me. Like... we were on the top bunks, and her bunk was there, and my bunk was right next to her, so my head was next to her feet, basically. She had food poisoning. I was up with her all night.
It's, like, mandatory on any camp, one kid to be violently ill.
I think Miss Renwood got sick as well.
Yeah. I used to get motion sickness. And you remember when you had to tick off the little thing on the form? Yeah. You get motion sickness? And they make you sit up the front with the teachers with the little bag in case you get ill everywhere.
Well, I get motion sickness. I used to get it on buses.
I still get it, but not as bad.
But you see, when we went to Kangaroobie, though, we had the double-decker bus.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So if you were sick, you got to sit up the front, right in front of the window. Guess where I sat? That was a good bus trip. Number three, sleepover at the school in grade two, which is just...
I remember them.
It's just basically, like... Lots of 6-year-olds in sleeping bags in a room.
Sleeping in the library or something like that.
Oh, my primary school was really small when I was in grade two. So we were just in a multi-purpose room.
Oh, yeah.
Which was just a portable. It was great.
I remember
they showed it. They all showed us like that there was a trap door, and then we were all shown the trap door. Like 5 people at a time were shown the trap door.
I remember my first school like sleepover thing. I didn't want to go. My mum, you know, made me. She goes, "You gotta, you know." And I cried. I remember I cried and cried and cried. I was 7 years old, and everyone said, "Stop crying! Why are you crying? I want to go home."
Yeah, I wanted to go home as well. It felt stupid, but it was fun. Yeah.
I only live 5 minutes away. You probably could have walked home. And everyone would have freaked out because they wouldn't have wondered where I was.
Yeah, we lived probably about half an hour drive away from the closest primary school because we lived in the bush. Number four, Bendigo Camp. When I was in grade three, we moved up to Mildura. And we had a camp all the way down in Bendigo, which is closer here. We got down on the bus. It was probably about a 4-hour bus ride. We stayed in the apartment at Sovereign Hill, which must have cost the school a fortune. Because we didn't pay that much for that camp, and those rooms are really expensive. We were there for a week, and we, like, paid $350, I think, for the camp. So the school must have paid out quite a bit for that. Mind you, it was not a poor school. And so it was just awesome. It was, like, I can't actually remember most of it. I just remember this one part where my feet were fucking killing me. So sore. And year 12 camp, which was at Melbourne Uni.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the VC. Which was fun. I didn't really think of them as camps.
Yeah.
We stayed in the dorms.
Yeah, year 11 camp was alright. I mean,
year 11 was crap. What are you talking about?
I got my ear pierced. That's all I remember from year 11 camp.
Year 11 camp, I remember being told to go to Adam's room in his little lodging. It smelled like something had died and was decomposing. That was
because all the boys were in the same area.
No. This was the first day. Something in there had died under the floorboards. It reeked in there. And everyone kept going... The guy kept going, "Oh, I can't smell anything." I'm like, "You can't smell that.
How can you not smell that?
Something, even Lynx couldn't cover this up." So his room reeked of Lynx and half-dead
rat. That's really gross.
Rat. Oh, it was disgusting.
I like, year 12 camp was good, though.
Cause... It's because we were on Lygon Street, pretty much. We just walked down there and whatever we wanted.
So we did all day was on Lygon Street. Me and Allison had connecting rooms as well.
Oh, awesome.
Remember Allison Haley?
Yeah.
We had, like, unfortunately, we were across the road from. Steve-O and the chick with the big feet and hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a bit irritating, hearing them laughing at all hours of the night. Yeah. I didn't sleep very well in that camp. Did you sleep well in that camp?
It wasn't... Yeah, it was the room.
I wish we'd been opposite the cemetery. That would have been awesome.
We're in Queen's College.
Yeah, we were technically opposite the thing, but we were like...
You wanted to see the cemetery from your window.
Yeah.
Some kids did, I think. They were above the...
Some kids did.
The chapel.
Yeah.
Nah, I wouldn't sleep at night if I was across, like, could see the cemetery.
Yeah, you know, but I want to get in there with a tape recorder and all that sort of stuff.
You're a bit weird with the supernatural, aren't you?
I'm a bit obsessed at the moment.
Yeah, you are.
I'm a bit obsessed.
At the moment.
All the time.
You're always telling me about next time, that place is haunted.
Next time I house it, we have to do it.
We have to do a what?
We have to do, like, you have to get tape recorders and stuff like that. Because I really reckon that place is haunted.
That place that we
Because the
to...
door locked itself the other day.
Well, I won't hear it because I sleep through everything.
No, you do, but we've got to stay up all night.
All right.
Because it's a really weird house. Like, even when it's, like, during the day, I feel creeped out in that house. I mean, it's a gorgeous house. I love it.
Maybe it's you. Maybe you bring these things out.
Maybe I do.
Or maybe you're just insane.
Oh, no, I am, but, you know. Yeah, but the alarm going off was not...
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, because you were snoring.
Was I seriously snoring?
No, you weren't actually snoring. Yeah, I was going to say. But you were sleeping.
I'd sleep through World War III.
But
That wasn't really that. Hey?
Look how long we've been going for.
Oh, wow.
It was quite long.
Yeah, it was quite long. We'll try to do this quickly.
All right, the next topic was supplied to us just like 2 seconds before we started the podcast by a lovely young lady from Keith and the Girl Forums called Big M.
Thank you, Big M. I like your drinks.
Or Marnie. but I prefer Big M because she's tiny. She's like, she's shorter than me. She's really cute. I love her.
All right, well, yeah, things you would buy if you had the money. Doesn't matter how much money you had, as long as
you got enough money to buy these things.
Yeah, well, number one for me, I think it's a 1965 or 1969 Lincoln Continental.
It doesn't matter, that was a good, 60s was a good time for cars.
All I know is it's the car at the start of Entourage, if anyone watches Entourage.
Oh, that's a beautiful, beautiful car.
It's that convertible.
It's a nice car.
I don't have a license and I want that car.
Sorry, I just didn't know how to spell Lincoln.
Lincoln. That's a beautiful car, and I've wanted it ever since I saw Entourage. So, that's my number one.
Car. Alright, number two,
a manor in the English countryside. And I know what you're thinking. People who know me know that I don't clean anything. Well, if I had the money to buy the manor, I obviously have the money to buy a maid.
Is that number three?
That's number two.
Or is that in addition to number two?
That's number two. A manor in the English countryside. Oh, no, that's just an addition. The maid.
I put that in brackets.
Or I'll just get my mum to come and clean it for me.
Yeah, but then you'd have to live with your mum.
Oh, yeah, good point. Well, it'd have like 80 rooms, so you'd never see her.
Yeah, but she'd still nag you. You'd probably have an intercom or something.
Oh, no, your voice would travel. Please! Oh.
And it would echo as well. No, God. Well, let's not do that.
Oh, no.
You'd have to get a real cleaner.
And for people at home, my mum, at times, sounds like Kath from Kath and Kim. She has the voice at times, you know, oh, it's nice, nice.
Very nice.
I went to the shops once, and I was laughing at two people who looked exactly like Catherine Kim in a shop. Yeah. And I realised it was a mirror. I haven't been shopping with my mother ever since.
Whoa, I almost fell over. All right. I just put the dog out of the room because she was making wheezy noises. Ah.
She was.
Number three,
Google. Then I would have all the information in all the world.
And all the money in all the world.
And a shitload of spam.
Spam!
Spam, spam, spam.
That was a funny episode of Good News Week.
They sang spam song. Yeah, the spam song.
Yeah.
Alright.
Number four.
The Everlasting Biro. I'm running out of pens all the time, and if I had the money to pay for it, I'd get someone to make me a biro that would never run out.
You know how much money I spend on pens each year?
I should say each
month, you probably guess that easier.
Every 5 minutes I go, I can't find that pen, it's probably in a drawer. I'll buy another one, I won't go looking for it.
I just go through pens so quickly. Like, I bought these 99 cents pens, and they're probably the best things I've ever bought. Because they're like 99 cents, and they last about 2 weeks of me writing it. It's only 99 cents.
I only ever buy 4 pens. I don't know why, but I only ever buy 4 pens.
I only ever buy purple pens. Apart from...
Yeah, we all know about your fetish for purple pens.
Well, I like purple things. Not as much as you do.
I love purple, but even
I didn't mean to buy that purple.
Around. Yeah, I just realized.
I just noticed that was purple in front of me.
Alright. Well, yeah. What was I talking about? Yeah. Number four, the Everlasting Biro.
It's a good idea. It's a very good idea. Good.
Not as much as number five.
Number five?
Romania.
Woo!
I would buy Romania. Just so I can live in one of those houses in Transylvania.
And you can talk like Dracula.
Again. Yes. I just have wolves in my pen.
I am Dracula.
I would be queen of Romania. Just because I own it.
That would be awesome. No, would you really call yourself queen, though? If you owned Romania, I'd call myself Dracules.
No. Dracula.
I'd have to be something Dracula related.
Baroness. The Countess.
Countess, yeah, it'd be Countess. I learned her name the other day, but I can't remember it.
Whose name?
The lady that who killed her maids.
Who killed her maids?
Yeah, the lady who drank the blood of her maids.
Elizabeth? Elizabetha?
Yeah, it was Elizabeth something or other. I can't remember.
Elizabeth Bathory.
Yeah, that one.
That her. Yeah, she,
Yeah, they did a Ghost Hunters International thing on her.
She didn't... Yeah, people...
The place wasn't...
The rumour is that she drank the blood of young girls to keep herself young. Not true. She just went a bit nutty.
No, apparently she did.
No. Well, they...
Historians have said, but they don't have any proof of that.
I saw this documentary recently on the real Dracula, real in inverted commas, actually, of the real influence of Dracula.
Oh, what's his name?
No, it was a woman. She lived in,
Yeah, but there was an actual guy who they called Dracula.
She lived
Dracula.
In Hungary.
Hungary.
Vlad Dracul, talking about. Yeah. He wasn't really. In Hungary, there was a woman called Eleanor.
Impaler.
Vlad Tepes, the Impaler. Yeah, don't quiz me on this stuff, I know.
No, he's the one who put the guy, people, the...
He put the Balkan warriors up on sticks to ward off the incoming armies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Turkey?
This was, like, pre...
Am I thinking something else?
This was pre-Turkey. This was, like, the Balkans and the, I can't remember the name of them.
I'm getting my Ghost Hunters International I learned so much history from them.
Well, no, this woman, she was called Eleanor. She was the king's wife, and she used to drink wolf's milk because she couldn't have kids. Turned out she had, like, cervical cancer or something, which is why she couldn't have kids.
Why was she drinking wolf's milk?
Some guy.
How would you get wolf's milk?
Oh, that was the worst job, apparently. They just, hey, you're the, you know, shit rolls downhill, you get the wolf's milk. They had a little pen with angry wolves in it, who didn't like being milked.
No, you wouldn't really want to be milked, would you?
No, she drank this, like, every night. Apparently, like, made her worse.
Yeah, it probably would. Yeah. That's a bit weird.
I don't know how we got... Oh, yeah, Romania. I would buy Romania. And that's my story. What's yours?
Right, my list. I stole this off Elise because she started writing her list before I did because I was trying to get topics.
And you nicked my... So I changed it, but I like mine better now.
Yeah, I got 67 Dodge Challenger. Ever since I saw the movie Vanishing Point, I've wanted one.
There's one in Death Proof, Quentin Tarantino's movie. It's a white one. It's not as nice, but...
No. It was a white one in...
No, you gotta get a black one.
No, I want a white one. I want a white
black
one.
Black one with stripes?
No, white one. I want a white
stripes
one.
Stripes make car go faster.
You sound like my dad.
Stripes do make everything go faster.
No, they don't. No, I want a white one. I don't know why. I think it's because Viggo Mortensen was in one, so I'm thinking that if I buy one, it'll come with Viggo Mortensen.
Nah, even if I get a Mustang, it's going
to
be black.
Oh, Mustang. You'd have to have a black Mustang.
You can't call it Sally, though. You've got to call it Delilah. Yeah.
Or a blue one. I've actually seen a blue Mustang. It was quite nice. Black. Are we talking too fast?
I don't know. If you can't understand us, then that's your own fault.
If you can't understand us, then slow it down, so we'll talk. Anyway, I'm not going to do that.
We're getting passionate about cars.
We are. That's a bit weird. We don't get passionate
about
cars.
Surely out there, there's a man that's turned on right now.
Send us an email. number two, Liam Neeson.
You can't buy him with money. I think you can't
buy him. I've seen movies where he's been bit by one. Apparently he's the biggest person in the whole of Hollywood.
Oh,
I
hear his talent is well endowed.
Yes, I've heard that as well.
I'm talking about his member here.
Yes, his penis is very big, apparently.
Rumour has.
I think there's a movie where he flashed.
Really? I
hope there was. If he's that well endowed, you'd hope he did. Apparently
he's
biggest.
He's modest, he's a nice guy, which is why you can't buy him.
He's gorgeous. Do you know how he broke his nose?
How?
He used to be a boxer when he was 15.
Impressive.
I know so much about him, it's ridiculous.
You do, it's a little creepy.
He was
creepy.
A boxer, and he was also a trucker at one point, and for 3 months I wanted to be a trucker because he was a trucker.
Is that what that phase was?
Yeah. It was,
I remember, I was like, why is she so obsessed with trucks? Oh my
God. No, I'm still obsessed with trucks. I don't want to be a trucker anymore.
Yeah, that phase where you're like, I'm going to be a trucker. I went, well, my family's truckers.
I thought that would have been cool.
No, my family are truckers. They're not cool.
But I'm cool, so I would have made it cool.
You would have made trucking cool.
Yeah, I would have gotten so fat. Anyway, the Cadbury factory, so I could have all the chocolate I want.
Nice.
Basically.
And you were talking earlier about worrying about getting fat. That would make you fat.
Yeah, but I've lost a lot of weight lately.
You have.
I have. Like, didn't you notice?
Mm.
Like, as soon as I went on to school, like, on teaching rounds, I just lost it all.
I need to lose weight.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
You do not.
People who say that are stupid.
Hey, you know, you don't want to end up like, No more information is there for that. Number four. This is something that nobody other than Ed will understand, but, the little house near Ben Nevis in Scotland.
Oh, yeah. I don't get it.
No, there was a picture I saw years and years ago. It was this absolutely gorgeous shot of the countryside. And, I absolutely loved it, so I put it as my background, my wallpaper. It was my wallpaper, seriously, for about 4 years until that was when we had the old computer upstairs and that crashed. And I lost it, haven't been able to find it since. But when I had it on, I noticed there was a little house on it.
Oh,
like, just a little house in the middle of these two huge big hills, or mountains, I suppose
you'd call them. Two huge big hills.
Yeah, like, it was just a tiny, tiny little house. It was like, it had a windmill and everything. It was really, really, not a windmill, like a water wheel.
I was going to say a windmill. That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. But, yeah, I absolutely fell in love with this house. And then a couple of months ago, my friend Ed did the Ben Nevis cancer something or other, I can't remember. And he took pictures along the way, as you do when climbing a mountain. And he had a picture of the same, like, the same landscape.
Oh, awesome. Was the house there?
Yeah. I was like, oh my God. And I actually promised myself that one day I would own that house. So that's my number four, is that house.
Nice. I think the owners might have an issue against that.
They probably would, but if I had all the money in the world, I'm sure they would.
I'm finding that you're going to be buying your way through a lot of success.
Money makes the world go round.
It does, but it doesn't make you happy.
I can buy happiness, goddammit.
Yeah, okay.
If I had all the money in the world, we could have a proper recording studio.
We could.
Instead of recording in my bedroom with my cat this upside down the bed.
This is how most people probably started in really dodgy settings. We could be, you know, big and famous and embarrassed by this in about 20 years' time.
I could hope so. We want a TV show.
Make us embarrassed by this at some point.
Yeah. Prove us right, people. Prove us right.
Yes. The cat's purring.
Number five is my uni degree, so I don't have to go to uni anymore.
Oh, I was talking about you buying your way through success. I agree, though. I'm sick of uni.
I'm so over it. God, I just want... Oh, no, seriously. Do you know what the thing is? Money is just... It's so...
I'm sick of not having a... I want to be able to...
I'm sick of not having a job. I want to go and work. Yeah.
I don't want to get, a part-time job and be shitty.
I'm so over part-time jobs. So over it. Don't get any hours or anything like that. I'm just
although I realise once I finish uni, I'm going to probably have to do work experience somewhere.
Well, see, I'm doing work experience throughout my uni.
Yeah, see,
And I don't get paid for it, though. I just worked 2 weeks, but I couldn't work for those 2 weeks. Because I was on teaching rounds the whole time.
Yeah.
I lost out on, at least $200.
See, something I can do, I just realised.
What?
I could do an exchange to England, try and work a bit, go there. Work experience with the BBC.
That would be so cool.
That would be awesome.
Our uni actually has a recording studio.
Yeah, I think so does Deakin.
A radio studio.
I think most unis do.
Yeah, but we just got one, and they're not using it. Mm. So I've checked it out, and it's quite... It's not as high-tech as RRR studios are, obviously.
Oh, obviously, yeah.
But it was alright, so I'm going to actually ask up at the union.
That'd be alright.
Because, I mean, it's in the city. You could stop by anyway. We can work out a time.
The other end of the city. I usually travel through just the middle.
Yeah, but all you have to do is get on a different tram.
Yeah, good.
Come up to the uni.
I could just get off at Parliament.
Yeah, just get off at Parliament and get the 109 up.
Yeah.
Or you could walk, I suppose, if you're going to be active.
Well, yeah, I walked that once. Everyone complained to me about how, you know, they had to walk, or they all caught the tram because they didn't want to walk to your uni from Parliament.
No, a lot of people that is do walk.
That's seriously 2 or 3 blocks.
It's 4 blocks.
That is an easy walk to do.
Yeah, I know, but I can't do it at the moment because it's cold.
Oh.
I can't, no, because my hands get really sore afterwards. You know what? Do you know what one of the reasons I had such a bad headache today? Yeah. I was supposed to take those this morning.
Yeah.
That's why I've
they're
been really
Monday.
Tired. Oh, yeah, they're not.
You don't put them in any specific order.
Well, no, because look, it goes Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I should explain. Jess has one of these little pill boxes where you put the medication in, and what she was meant to take today is labeled M for Monday.
Yeah, no, but because it goes it's Monday to Friday.
Yeah.
And Tuesday to Thursday, Wednesday to Wednesday, Tuesday to Thursday, Friday to Monday. It doesn't match up.
It doesn't make sense.
So I just put it in whatever and take it whenever.
Yeah, that's a bit weird.
But not normally where I'm saying it, but I forgot it this morning.
I just realised we haven't really explained what we were pointing to.
What were we pointing to?
The pillbox.
Oh, yeah, we were pointing to the pillbox before.
Yeah, the purple thing.
Yeah, the purple thing is the pillbox.
Yeah, that was...
Because I'm on a lot of medications.
Yeah.
It looks a lot better than having, 8 things of medication
on a bench.
Yeah. Plus, I don't have enough room in here anyway. Not with all the mess anyway.
You got a good point. What are we up to? Did you do yours?
Yeah, I think I finished it.
You finished it?
Yep. So thank you, Big M, for that. That was very,
noble of you.
It was actually quite a good topic, though.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
That was, yeah.
I learned that I would buy...
I learned that I would buy Romania.
I learned that I would give up uni. Oh, God, I'd give up uni for anything.
Someone give me a job, please.
In radio. We'd work in radio for a job. Anyway, let's stop
begging.
Well,
we need to work on our communication skills.
We do.
We tend to do those when it's... Yeah.
Then we talk about everything that we understand. Alright, so our last list for today, for this beautiful Sunday night, is the top 5 superpowers that we would have.
Top 5 abilities of any kind. Well, mine were mainly superpowers. Although...
Mine are as well, but not...
Yours are more wacky.
Mine are awesome.
Mine are traditional.
Right, what's your number one, lady?
Number one, time travel. Who wouldn't want to go back in time?
That's a really good one.
You know, anything that you really fucked up majorly.
You can go back and change it.
Go back in 15 seconds beforehand and go, oh, well, yeah, I'll change that. Or even, you know, making a little bit of money wouldn't hurt.
You know, what, in a freak show?
Yeah, thank you. No, you go back in time to, like, you know, just before they do the lottery. You put down your numbers that come out. You make money.
Or you could go back in time and rob a place and then go backwards in time and, like, keep the money with you and then not rob the place.
I'd feel less dirty if I won the lottery.
Yeah, but you're still cheating.
I'm travelling through time. I have like,
that's like illegally downloading something.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, fair enough. I'd still do it because...
Yeah, I'd do it as well.
When you travel through time, you can do anything you want.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Unless you're Doctor Who and you have what everyone likes for morals.
Who has morals? Jesus.
He is a Time Lord, though, so that's a different thing. I'm just a girl with a time machine.
The new one's hot.
The new one? The younger guy?
Yeah.
I haven't seen him yet.
He's nice.
How?
He looks
David Tennant.
He looks like the last guy.
Really?
David Tennant.
I like David Tennant.
But younger version of him with hair. He's David really, Tennant really had cute. Hair. Not wisps of hair.
He had hair. You're making him sound like he's got a comb over.
He's really cute, the new guy. Yeah. Check him out. He's gorgeous.
All right. I will.
Number two.
Telekinesis. You know that thing where I'd probably become, like, the fattest slob because I'd just be like, why walk over there when I can get that book from here?
Yeah, but surely you could, like, manipulate your body fat to go away somehow?
Yeah, just, yeah.
If you had telekinesis, you probably could.
Just move the fat. Oh, that'd be weird and awkward.
that motion you just did, so, like, it looked pulling like at your intestines.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. It was the motion magicians make when they pull the hankies out.
Yes.
A dove.
A pretty flower. It's a bit creepy. All yeah. right, number three.
Number three. I put anamorphing, but I realise that's not a word. I realise people wouldn't understand what I'm talking
about.
If
you could anamorph, what animal would you be?
Well, I put down more broad because I realised anamorph would just mean I'd be animal. So I put chameleon, which means I could morph into anything I wanted. If it was anamorphing, eagle. Eagles are cool.
Yeah, but there was that guy that got stuck in the eagle form. In the later seasons.
Oh, yeah, that's where I got the word from, anamorphs. I just realised.
You didn't realise it was an actual show.
I never watched it.
I watched a couple episodes. The guy who played Bobby in X-Men.
He was an anamorph.
Yeah, he was a main character.
I remember that.
He was a Labrador guy.
Who would turn into a Labrador?
I don't know. I wouldn't turn into a Labrador.
If you're going to be like a dog animal, be a wolf.
Yeah, I would be... I was going to say spider, but I'd get squished while I was a spider because I'm fat
scared
and
of spiders. I'd freak myself out every 5 minutes.
Look, it's a bro. Oh, no!
Oh, it's me.
I would be a snake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No,
you'd get places if you're a snake.
Two animals, either eel or a cat. Cats just sleep all day.
Yeah, actually, I want to be a cat. There was an episode of Elle, and they're like... They're in bed, because at the end, like, sometimes they do, like, this bit when they're lying in bed because they share a bed. And Randy goes to Elle and goes, Elle, if you're going to be an animal, what animal would you be? And I was like, I don't know, probably a dog. Because people let dogs sleep inside and sit on couches. I like sleeping inside and sitting on couches. And then Randy goes, that's a good point. I was going to say monkey, but a dog's such a better idea. It was really cute. I like Elle.
I don't watch Elle anymore.
It's fantastic.
No.
Oh, well, put all the episodes on this for you if you like.
No, I'm alright.
Alright.
Alright, number four. Flight. I'm afraid of extreme heights, probably because I feel like I'm going to fall off.
So you didn't have to look down there, you'd be right. But you'd be flying forever,
no,
you'd never know where you are.
If I could fly, I wouldn't have the frightening thing of falling down because I can fly.
You can fly. So you could go on a plane and be like, oh, if this crashes, as long as I get inside, outside, I'm fine.
I'm not afraid of flying. I like flying. But yeah, if the plane's going down, it's a long bitches.
I'm so over flying now.
I like flying.
Yeah.
When I went to New Caledonia, a little link back, they had a radio program. Everything on it. There wasn't no talking. There was no conversation. Back-to-back songs of Elvis.
That is awesome.
Purely Elvis songs.
That is awesome.
Everyone else thought it was dodgy, but I like Elvis. So.
When I went to Perth, it was the most boring flight I've ever been on in my life.
Yeah.
There and back. Like I slept a bit on the... It's 6 hours.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's probably quicker to get to New Cal from Melbourne than it is to go from Melbourne to Perth.
Probably. I slept a bit on the way up, and I had... I just bought a book at the airport.
Yeah.
It was a long way round. The book's the long way round. Because I read the long way down. The other way around. It was long way down, not the long way around.
Wrong way down? What the hell are you talking about?
The Ewan McGregor, Charlie Bowen thing?
Oh, the long way down.
Yeah, no, long way down was the second one. So I bought the book for that one. Long way round was the first one. When they went through Russia and through to New York.
Yeah.
And the long way down was from London to the Ivory Coast.
What? why don't people just call that, you know, my trip to Europe or Asia? They gotta have smart little...
Because it's better that way. Plus, they're not doing it anymore, so...
But then you have, like, six seasons called Long Way Down, No, but they only did two. Around the Back.
No, they only did... Oh, hello. they only did two, but because Charlie Borman's doing his own thing now.
Yeah.
And he's doing By Any Means. And they're just doing the second one, which was from, like, Sydney to Russia or something like that.
No, I don't watch it.
It's really good. You should watch it. You probably like it.
Yeah.
I'll lend you the DVD. It's really good. All
right.
Number five.
Number five.
Get back to the list.
Number five, from the, you know, holiday vacation from the traditional superhero powers. I have no idea what I'm talking about. It's Sunday night. Leave me alone. Number five, ability to create distractions.
I reckon that is, like, the best idea in the history of the world.
Like, you can make distractions, but my distractions are so dodgy at the moment. They usually just revolve, look over there, quick. And then I run away. Because most of my
situations... Because you're a cartoon.
I am a cartoon. I run away with my legs flipping around. And I leave a little trail of me, this little dust pile that's in the shape of me.
I don't want you to see in a dust pile.
No, it's like, you know, in the cartoon where they run? It's a cloud pile.
I'm being silly,
Aww. Well, no, you'd use them for, you know, the best situation in relation to me. Really awkward situations.
Yeah.
I create a lot of awkward situations, like my foot in my mouth or something. Especially at the hairdresser.
Yeah, but I don't like talking to the hairdresser.
I don't like talking to the hairdresser because my small talk is so dodgy.
But you know what? Last time I got my nails done, the lady, it was like almost closing time, and there was Chinese ladies, and she was talking to the Chinese lady next to her in Chinese, and I couldn't understand what she was saying. I was quite pissed off about the service.
Oh, you went, well, hello.
Yeah, like, doing my nails, you're gonna fucking pay attention to them? Yeah. She fucked up my thumb, actually.
Oh.
If you have a look on it. Hang on, which one is it? It's this one, look, it kind of, like, it goes smooth, and then all of a sudden just cuts down. You see that?
Yeah. Oh, well, the guy who did my hair last week, he was good. He talked to me.
Where did you go? Questions.
In Yarraville Maestro. They all have
I've heard of that place.
Classy-sounding names.
How much did it cost?
Because my hair was extraordinarily long, $62.
You know what you should have done?
Hmm?
You should have told them that you wanted to donate your hair.
I do that.
Did you?
They always
it?
Ask me, and I always go, yeah. Because seriously, it looked like
yeah. Shape. Hang on. Are you donating it to cancer, or are they going to use it for hair extensions?
Cancer.
Oh, that's right. I was going
to
say.
No. If
you're telling for hair extensions, you get to $500 for your hair. Yeah. Easy.
Yeah, my hair would easy. Get a lot of money.
Yeah.
No, I do cancer. I don't good. Want some rich girl having my hair.
No, because I was actually planning on doing the shave for cancer thing. I was going to shave all my hair off.
Oh, yeah.
Before I got it permed. But after I got it permed, they won't take
it
in. No,
before they shampoo the hair, they cut it all off. By the end of it looked like they'd shaved the abominable snowman in there. Seriously,
really?
The amount of hair in that was mine. It was everywhere. There were people leaving with more hair.
Oh, it looks very nice. It's it really you. Suits you.
How do we get on to that? Oh, yeah. I was getting really awkward conversations with the hairdresser.
Yeah.
Because it was a couple of years ago, I went to the hairdresser. And, you know, they asked you the questions, you know, what do you do? You know, I'm a student. And she went, oh, well, you've done better than I am. I mean, look where I am. I quit school, blah, blah. And I'm sitting there going, wow,
it's like, yeah, hairdressing isn't that bad as a career.
And she's just sitting there cutting my hair quite aggressively. I'm like, did I anger her for me? I don't know. Oh, my God. So now I try and make it broad, but then I'm really bad at just casual talk. I end up going, you know, hey, how about, you know...
Stephen Fry.
No, even weirder than that. You know, hey, how about the Spanish Armada invading England, hey? That almost happened, yeah.
that could have been pretty bad.
Yeah, would have been bad for the Protestants. Poor Lizzie.
Mind you, the Protestants were kind of fucked over in Ireland anyway, yeah. So it doesn't really matter.
Alright.
My list?
Yeah.
Alright. I've got a bit of a cold. My nose keeps getting blocked. It's quite okay.
Ever since cutting my hair, yeah, I've had the worst cold. Hope it gets warm soon.
Yeah, actually, the other night when it was like 18 degrees.
It was really nice.
That was a really nice night. Like,
mind you, most people go, you live in Melbourne. Why are you complaining about the weather?
Yesterday was fucking freezing. Yeah, yesterday was really nice.
We virtually don't have any spring. It just goes winter, a little bit of spring, then summer, and it's suddenly hot and it's disgusting.
Yeah, it's too hot, and in winter it's too cold. You realise we're complaining about it being cold and we're going to England.
Yeah.
When the top is like 18.
when you're living somewhere cold, you want it to at least snow.
You kind of get used to it.
And you get used to
yeah.
it. Whereas Melbourne, it jumps around all the time.
Yeah, and it just rains. It never snows. Snow would be nice.
Snow would be nice.
Imagine how fucked up the people in Melbourne would be if it yeah. snowed.
Do you remember that
They wouldn't know what was happening.
Do you remember that one time at school where everyone thought it was snowing? It just turned out to be hailing like crazy.
Yeah, that was a really bad day.
There was like a millimetre of hail everywhere. It was like this ice rink everywhere.
Didn't the school like flood that day?
No,
that was a really bad day. I remember that. That was you, right?
Yeah.
That was bad. We're in portables.
We've reminisced a lot.
We have.
Yeah. I'm in a reminiscing mood.
We should just have like a reminiscing podcast.
I'm not sure anyone would really appreciate that.
Probably not, because they wouldn't understand what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We'll reminisce after this.
Libby will know what we're talking about. Hi, Libby.
Hello.
Alright, so I'll talk about mine.
Yeah, go ahead.
Number one, invisibility.
Nice.
I would get money that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, we both think of money making abilities.
Actually, I thought I was a bit more sinister.
Yeah, I just sneak into places.
Sneak into places. Yeah.
Steal money. Ability to cope with stress. That would be a great one for me.
I get stressed quite easily.
So
do I.
I just freak out. That's one of the reasons I'm sick at the moment.
I just get a little kind of pensive, and it just looks like I'm thinking, but I get quite stressed.
I catastrophize. It's a real thing. It's actually a real thing.
You're making up words now. I made up anamorphing.
Anamorphing was already a word, you fool.
I just made a movie, TV show title into an adverb.
I think many people use it as an adverb. But, no, it's when you, like, you build something up in your head to be worse than it is.
Oh, yeah.
When you just keep on adding elements to something that can make it really bad and doesn't actually turn out as bad as you think it will.
I think everyone does that, but...
It's an actual thing. I do it all the time, though.
Yeah.
It's not just a one-off. It just happens, like, smaller things happen and it catastrophizes it in my head.
Yeah.
Like, when I lost my job, it was just after I took out the car loan, and I don't even have to pay it back for 3 years, and I was freaking out that I wasn't going to be able to pay it back ever. It's just because it's just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And I ended up with my mum having... My mum was like, oh my god, mum's going to pay for my car loan, blah, 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 blah. Hey, mum. Sorry, that was a bit random.
You were surprised. That shocks me. You were surprised that you had lip balm in
your
hand.
No, I was looking for it. No, it wasn't in my hand. It was, like, there.
No, you were holding it in your hand the entire time.
Was it?
Yeah, you were.
No, I wasn't.
You were holding that in your hand the entire time.
Bullshit, I was.
She had it in her hand, ladies and gentlemen, and went, hey, my lip balm.
No, I didn't.
It's
it was
been
there.
In your hand the whole time.
It was there. No, I've had my pen.
You've been sitting there like that.
I've had my pen.
No, that was in your
hand.
No,
I was playing with my
minutes.
Pen. No way. Oh, my God.
You're losing it.
I think I am. Oh, my God. No way I did. I had my pen.
No, you dropped your pen about 5 minutes ago.
Are you serious?
Yeah. You freaking
out. That's really weird.
I need to move on because people are going to think you're insane.
Do I need any more proof? I'm doing a podcast in my bedroom.
Yeah, good point.
With my invisible friend.
Yeah, I'm not really here. Only you can hear me.
How come they can hear you then?
It's you doing another voice. You think I'm here, but it's really you doing two voices.
Darn, it's starting to creep me out.
It's like Fight Club, you know?
First rule of Fight Club.
Don't talk about Fight Club.
Second rule of Fight Club.
No fat chicks.
Have you heard of the game? Everyone who's playing the game, which is everyone, just lost. Have you heard of the game?
What game?
Do you know the game?
No, what's the game?
You don't know the game!
What's the game? I'm intrigued, I want to play the game.
The first rule of the game is you don't think of the game. When you think about the game, you lose.
Yeah.
And if somebody reminds you about the game, they lose as well, because that means that they're thinking about the game as well. You can't think about the game.
I'm thinking about it.
Everyone's playing the game, though.
Nah.
Yeah, think about it.
I just lost.
Yeah, you just lost. Somebody did that on the Keith and the Girl forums, and, like, as soon as I read it, I'm like, fuck, I hate you. Now my mind's gonna be more warped. When I was considering I was just playing with my lip balm for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Who was that artist, or it was an author, whose brother made him sit in the corner and say, don't think about polar bears, or don't think about the white polar bear? And all he could do was think about the white polar bear.
Miss Bell Naked.
Don't. Oh! Even when she's naked, all you can focus on is that
mustache.
Little mustache.
Yeah. I reckon she'd be really hairy.
Ugh,
I don't want to think about it too much. Yeah, oh my god, that's enough.
Sexy. Not really. Alright.
Number three. A money-making ability.
Yeah, I think everyone wants that superpower.
It's called work, but, you know, I work and don't get any money, so I'm sick of it.
I think I could live without money, but yeah, I see where you're coming from.
Not everyone can't live without money.
Well, yeah, good.
We can't live without money.
I mean, I could live without being.
You probably could, because then how would you, I couldn't live.
I'd be a tramp.
I would. Or a hobo.
I'd live under the bridge.
If you're ever homeless, can I call you bum?
Bum.
Even if you come and live with me, can I call you bum?
Bum.
Yeah.
I will be a bum. I'll be living off you.
No, you can pay rent.
Yeah, good point. Don't ask how I got it.
Bow chicka bow bow. Chicka wow chicka. Anyway. ability to make people's pants fall down, because I think that would be hilarious.
Don't make my pants fall down.
I won't make it. No, like random people that I don't know, like walking through a crowd.
You know, it's funny when it's not happening to you, but I reckon that would be the most painful thing ever.
How funny was it, like, in high school when all the boys, like in year 8, all the boys were like, oh, I'm gonna deck ya.
Oh, I hate it when, yeah.
It wasn't as funny for you, though, because you were in girls' class.
Yeah, we just had a certain girl run up and flick your skirt up.
Yeah, but she liked it.
Yeah, she probably did. That was, oh, you'd run around holding your skirt.
Is this who I think it is? Starts with an S. Ends in an O.
No. Oh, I wouldn't let her near me with a 10-foot pole.
Well, who was it? There you go.
One of your ginger amigos. Your pen doesn't work. Anyway, yeah. Yeah, one of the many perks of being an all-girls class, they think that they can do things to you when there are no guys there, but it just turns out to be, like, lesbian assault.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
Oh, she was a freak.
Yeah.
You know how we all thought she was pregnant at year 12 camp?
Yeah, I thought about that.
Do you know what happened?
What?
She put on weight so her boobs would get bigger.
Yeah,
and then
I remember
she lost
that.
It all.
Yeah, she wanted to, she gained a lot of weight.
She, seriously, she looked pregnant.
Yeah.
She looked really, really fat.
I think she just ate Macca's all the time.
I love that we're gossiping.
Yeah, we are. No one knows what we're talking about. We sound like bitches.
We are bitches.
I've never been a bitch.
I like back seven. I like whinging about people.
Nah, I'm not a big on whinging about people. I'm more the secret keeper. I've got secrets in here.
Yeah, but there's this girl at my uni called Leah who's fucking great. I love Leah. We went out for bagels the other day. We sat there for about an hour just gossiping about people at uni. Was fantastic.
That's really the girl gene, though.
Oh, no, it's just really relaxing, I think.
Yeah, to bitch about someone else and make them feel bad if they ever found out.
Yep. Yeah, I like it. And number 5, ability to make things download faster.
Yeah, it's called a faster internet connection.
We have a really fast internet connection, and it just takes forever for anything to download. Not really. Like, if it was, like, 8 years ago, it would take, like, 2 weeks to download stuff that I'm downloading.
Yeah.
It should take 2 hours to download. It's just so irritating, though. It's waiting for... Like, seriously, if I buy an album off iTunes, it will take about 2 minutes tops for each song to download. And if I buy, like, a video, like, I've been buying all the My Name is LTV shows, it's been taking about 30 minutes for each episode to download.
So, basically, the length.
Yeah, it's just the length. It's like, because, like, you finish watching one episode of Elle, and the next one isn't there for you to watch. You gotta wait, like, 10 minutes for the next one to start. Which, I mean, it's only 10 minutes, but, like, you gotta find something to do in that 10 minutes.
No, I can think of plenty to do in 10 minutes.
Yeah, so could I. But the point is...
I think you're just, you know,
lazy. I think I'm just lazy, and I just want things now. Oh. Because I am Generation Y.
So am I, but...
How do you do Y with your hands?
How do you do Y?
There you go.
It looks
that looks really wrong. I'm not going to do that one again.
It looked like some kind of lesbian secret society.
There you go, there's a Y.
That's a dodgy Y.
Yeah, but look, see, it's kind of got the Y and then the tail.
The two, the index finger, the middle finger, and the thumb. You know that's sign language for I love you?
Do you know this is sign language for I want a big horse cock?
You know this is sign language for dickhead? I just thumped my forehead really quite audibly now.
I noticed that.
That really hurt.
This is sign language for thank you.
Oh,
this is fuck you. This
is bullshit. No one can see what we're doing, but... And just shut up,
we should do a whole show just in sign language.
That wouldn't work. We could just put up silence.
We could just be sitting here giggling.
Yeah, you just hear us laughing really quite sinisterly. Is that a word?
Sinisterly.
I'll put it in with anamorphing.
Anamorphing is a real word.
Anamorphing is a made-up word.
It's a made-up word, but it's like it's like a pronoun.
Yeah.
It's still technically a pronoun.
Oh, well, whatever.
Because I don't know what a pronoun is.
Mm. Okay, that's our 3 lists.
That's it.
Yeah.
And with lots of conversational bonuses, I think would be the word.
Well, I think when you're doing this kind of thing, you need to beef up the conversation. You can't just go, right, well...
Yeah, but we don't need to beef it up possibly as much as we did.
People like it when we ramble, don't you? That silence says it all.
They totally love us. Oh my god, they love us bits.
All four of them.
What do you mean four? I thought we were at two. Anyway... if you want to get in contact with us, our email address is thepreferentialtreatment@gmail.com.
As it always has been.
As it always will be.
Yeah.
Well, probably not. Could be cut it down a bit more, but you know. And also, our website, since we're still too lazy to buy an actual URL, URL for us all, is www. I don't think we have to put the www down.
No, you can just put... But I think
probably.
That's pretty much standard.
Yeah,
we'll just put
www in front of them anyway. Blogspot.preferentialtreatment.com.
Easy to remember.
I reckon it is. It's shorter than our email address, at least. you can find all the information out on our Facebook page, which is just The Preferential Treatment.
Yeah.
Google us.
Facebook search. You can probably Google us. It would take a fuckload of time to find
I think we're on the first page.
Oh, there can't be that many things called the preferential
treatment. There is.
Are there?
Yeah, there are. I keep on Googling.
Does that mean we're being Googled? Oh, it's you that's up in us.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Because I like Googling us.
I like
Oogling you.
Ooh, hello. Ooh. I'm in your bedroom right now. Should I be afraid?
Bow-chicka-bow-bow. Nice. Like, a disco ball comes out of the sound. Bow-chicka-bow.
Quagmire's fantasy from Family Guy. There's just a little mini bar comes out.
Doesn't he have that, though? There was an episode where he had that.
Yeah, he had the little mini bar came out, the little disco light came
out. Yeah, and the couch with the stirrup.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that's enough from us.
Yeah, probably. They're all probably pretty sick of hearing us talk.
Or they're already drunk.
Or that.
So they're probably finding us absolutely hilarious.
Maybe that's our demographic. There you go.
Yes.
Drunk people.
Listen to this drunk. If you enjoy it more...
Let us know.
So we'll just cater for drunk people from now on.
Yeah. Cut out the middleman.
Why not?
Yeah, good idea.
Alright, well, thanks for listening.
Yes.
I've been Jess.
And I'm still Elise.
And I'll still be Jess next week.
I might not be Elise. We'll find out. Who will I be?
I don't know. Roger Moore.
Roger Moore?
I don't know.
Old and manly.
How good would that be to have a guest as Roger Moore?
Yeah.
We get a lot of viewers. Yeah. Let's just end this. It's just being silly now.
Yeah, it is.
Alright, thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
Catch you later.